It was a rare moment last night. The Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, sitting down for an interview with Scott Pelley on CBS's 60 Minutes. Powell repeated the message he relayed to Congress about 2 weeks ago. The U.S. economy still looks pretty good.
We have high levels of employment, low levels of unemployment. Wages are moving up.
But Powell also touched on problems with the U.S. economy, like cyber threats, and why so many Americans still aren't working. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger. She's business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So the two things people most want to know, especially after this really crummy jobs report last week, just 20,000 new jobs in February, is the economy headed for a recession, and is the Fed going to raise rates? What did Powell have to say last night?
You know, the chairman basically said that the economic outlook is really pretty good. And forgetting about that one report and that job creation number, he continued to describe this as an economy with low inflation, which is very good for most consumers. He's very happy about the fact that people are getting jobs. And with the second part of your question, the Fed has now said it's going to be patient to see about what goes on around the world with the economy, but they're pretty much on the sidelines right now. So I would not expect any rate hike anytime soon. A lot of economists believe that they are done for the year and maybe for this whole rate hiking cycle.
There was also this interesting moment when Scott Pelley asked if the United States will ever again see sustained 4% growth. And Powell said, no, it's not likely because the labor force is growing so slowly. Jill, weigh in on that, because we know the Trump administration would really love to say otherwise about that growth rate.
Yeah, I mean, I think that 3% was great last year. What we now know is that we've slowed down already this year. And what Powell said is that, look, we have a labor force that's growing pretty old at this point. Back when we saw 4 or 5% growth rates in, you know, decades ago, we were seeing a much quicker growing labor force. So now with an older population, we just cannot expect as much. I think that 3% is about as good as it's going to get. And Powell seemed to indicate that as well. He says right now with a labor force growing at just less than 1% a year, we're not going to see that 3% or even 4% growth anytime soon.
And it's not just that the labor force is aging. It's that a lot of young people aren't working. Powell blames technology outpacing education. He mentioned globalization and even the opioid crisis. Here's more of that interview.
I mean, you seem to be talking about part of this generation being lost.
That is the issue.
Jill, a lost generation, really? That's very powerful.
Yeah, I found that to be one of the most compelling parts of this interview. And I think that Scott did a good job in kind of going down that route, because we're talking about the economy doing well. And certainly Powell talks about the economy doing well. But there are a number of Americans who have not participated. We notice this in areas that are especially the rural areas of the United States that have not kept pace with some of the big population centers. And it's all fair, well and good for Powell to say it's about education, but that seems like cold comfort to those who have been shut out of economic growth recently, because they can't go and get educated right this second.
When a Fed chairman talks, markets often move. What are we seeing today? Anything?
No, I don't think that he said anything. He really didn't make news. I think the biggest thing that he did say, which raised some eyebrows, was that he's worried about cyber terrorism more than anything else.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks so much.